Okay, Ruchim Abayim. Today we're going to learn a very interesting subject. A subject that I believe is not so clear. Could be the bottom line is clear, but we're going to examine how to get to the bottom line and what the minhag is and what's the proper path one should take. The halacha is whenever somebody eats something, he has to make a bracha acharona, right? And when one drinks something, he also has to make a bracha acharona.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not written anywhere in the Gemara what the amount is for somebody when he drinks, what the amount is for bracha acharona. The first one that discusses this is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchot Brachot mentions that the shiur is a revi'it. Why is the shiur a revi'it? Just like we find by Isurin and by Kol HaTorah Kula, by different places, that one is going to be liable for drinking something that's asur. It's a revi'it. So too, the Rambam understood that's the shiur by bracha acharona. That's the Rambam's opinion. However, Tosfot in two places, one in Masechet Yoma and one in Masechet Sukkah of Chavav Amud Bet, says the following. He says that he's not sure if the shiur revi'it is a kezait or a kabitza. He's not sure if the shiur revi'it is a kezait or kabitza, and he's talking about the bracha acharona on wine. When somebody drinks wine, is it enough a shiur kazayit or shiur kabitza? A kezayit is less than a revi'it. A revi'it is a bitza and a half. A revi'it is a bitza and a half. And a kezayit is a third of that. A kezayit is a third of that. So a kezayit is really a very small amount of mashke. It's a very small amount of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a safek in Tosfot whether one makes a bracha charona on yain, on a kezait or a kabitza.
Mm-hmm.
The Shulchan Aruch brings this safek in two places. He brings in Siman Resh Yud, and he brings it in Siman Kuf Tzadi. And he says, Tosfot nistapku, we're not sure if the bracha charona on wine is a kezait or a kabitza. But he doesn't mention the revi'it. Now, what's very interesting is that the Magen Avraham says, just like this safek is by wine, Hu hadin b'shar mashkim. So too with all other drinks, the safek is going to be whether it's going to be a kezait or a kabitza. Nevertheless, if one looks in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is explicit, not that way. And I don't understand why anybody didn't bring that. Nobody brought this up. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Ha'ochel pachot mi kezait, ben mipad ben mishar machalim. Somebody eats less than a kezait. Ve'ashote pachot mi revi'it. Ben miyain ben mishan maskin mevarech techila bracha ruya leoto min ve'alacharav eno mevarech klal. And afterwards, one doesn't make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch writes mefurash that less than a revi'it, one doesn't make a bracha. Then he ends off and he says, uveyesh istabku beyain. And there are those who are not sure by wine.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure by wine, but the Shulchan Aruch seems to say clearly regarding shar mashkim, at least.
Mm-hmm.
He says only by wine there's a safek. It seems to be by shar mashkim, less than a revit, one would not have to make a bracha acharon. Mm-hmm. But the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah brings down shar acharonim, say not that way. So it seemed to be that according to the Magen Avraham, even if one drinks a kezait, which is a very small amount, it's a third of a revit. Who pauses for a second? So therefore, according to this, if one drinks wine, a kezait, which is 30 cc, if we have a calculation that a revi'it is 86 milliliters, so let's say it comes up to here around approximately, so a third of that is going to be over here. It's a very small amount of wine. Mm-hmm. One is going to be in a safek that whether one makes bracha acharona. He's not going to make a bracha because of a safek, but he's in a safek, and he shouldn't do that. Either he should drink a less than a kezait or more than a revi'it, but not in the middle. That is the Shulchan Aruch. What's not written is what would be the Shi'ur Zman. What is the time it takes to drink? Now we said by Shar Mashkim, Revi'it. What's the time it takes to drink by Shar Mashkim Revi'it? And what's interesting is that once again the Gemara does not speak about this. Doesn't speak about the Shi'ur. The Rishonim don't speak about this at all. It's not written in the Gemara or the Rishonim at all what the Shi'ur for a Bracha Charuna. And what our topic is going to be today is when somebody drinks coffee or tea, does one ever make a Bracha Charuna? And about drinks, when does one make a Bracha Charuna or not? Mm-hmm. It's a very unclear subject in the Poskim. What we were taught growing up, and I'm not saying that it's in the bottom line that it's not going to be this way, but we were taught growing up is that almost never do you make a Bracha Charuna on Mashkin because you have to drink a Revi'it, Kedesh Shiur Shtiyat Revi'it. Kedesh Shiur Shtiyat Revi'it is one or two gulps. And if you don't drink it in one or two gulps, you wouldn't make a Bracha Charuna. Mm-hmm. However, I'm going to bring many different opinions that say that it's not so Pashut. And if we have so many opinions that say it's not Pashut, in different scenarios, we're going to discuss what would be the Halacha. So that's just an introduction. Now, to get to the Halacha, we mentioned that there is not, it's not written anywhere in the Gemara or in the Rishonim, what the Shi'ur time it takes to drink a Revi'it or a Kibitza or a Kezait for that matter. There's no Shi'ur Zman written in the Gemara. It's not written in the Gemara or the Rishonim at all. The first one that discusses this is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham at the beginning of Siman Reshud says that just like by Shar Isurim, by different Isurim, the time would be Kedei Achilat Pras, the time that it eats Kedei Achilat Pras. And we're going to discuss what that Shiur is. Mm-hmm. So too, by drinking. And just like there's a machloket between the Rambam and the Ra'avad regarding Yom Kippur, if somebody eats or drinks in Yom Kippur, according to the Rambam, it's Kedei Achilat Pras. According to the Ra'avad, it's Kedei Shiur Shtiyat Revi'it. No, I'm sorry, the other way around. According to the Rambam, it's Kedei Shiur Shtiyat Revi'it. According to the Ra'avad, it's Kedei Achilat Pras. Mm-hmm. I think I have to check who says what. It's a machloket in the Rambam in Hilchot Trumot. Mm-hmm. So too, just like there's that machloket in Hilchot Yom HaKippurim brought down in Siman Tafresh Yud Bet, that same machloket is going to apply to Bracha Charuna of drinking. Mm-hmm. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Sefer Olat Tamid argues, and he says, no, by Bracha Charuna, there's no time limit. Why? Because Bracha Charuna is dependent upon the Hana'a you have in your stomach. If it took you a long time, it doesn't matter. You're still satiated from that time amount in your stomach. So you would not have to, you would not have to be confined in the time limit. And even if you took a long time, nothing to do with Kedei Achilat Pras, nothing to do with Kedei Shiur Shtiyat Revi'it, you would still have to make a Bracha Charuna. Mm-hmm. That's what the Sefer Olat Tamid writes. And Rabbi Kiveger brings down from three great Aharonim. The first one is the Shelot Utshuvot Mate Yehuda, Bet Yehuda. The Bet Yehuda was Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, one of the great Algerian Hachamim. In Siman Tet, where he discusses the Bracha Charuna on coffee, he says that it could very well be that Bracha Charuna Behana'at Me'av Talui Milta. It's dependent upon Hana'at Me'av. And therefore, it wouldn't be constricted in time. He's going to come out with a different maskana at the end, but he contemplates that as a very strong tzad. The second Acharoni brings the Mutzal Me'esh from Rabbi Yaakov Alfandri. The same thing, he also says this. The third is the Pri Chadash in Mayim Chaim, discusses this question as well. But there are Acharonim, the Bet Yehuda brings this Svara, the Ginat Vradim brings this Svara. Ginat Vradim was one of the great Egyptian Chachamim, and he writes, Rav Avraham Alevi, they also all write that there should not be no Shir Zman to by Bracha Acharona, like the Sefer Olat, similar to what the Sefer Olat Tamid writes. Not only that, the Sefer Minchat Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel discusses what's the Shi'ur of Kedei Achilat Pras. What's the Shi'ur of Kedei Achilat Pras? The Chatam Sofer says it's a very defined Shi'ur, the same all over. 9 minutes, some say it's 4 minutes, some say it's 2 minutes. But it's a defined Shi'ur. The Minchat Chinuch says no. It seems to be from the Gemara in Masechet Kritut of Yud Bet Amud Bet, that when somebody eats, it discusses the time that somebody he would eat klayot. Klayot is roasted nuts, roasted wheat. It's like popcorn. It takes a long time. So, and the Minchat Chinuch infers from that Gemara that Kedei Achidut Press is dependent upon the type of food that you're eating. Mm-hmm. And therefore he says that by tea and coffee, where the derech is to take a long time in drinking your tea and coffee, whatever time it takes, if it takes 10 minutes to drink a hot cup of coffee or a hot cup of tea, then you would make bracha charonah, because that's toch kedei achidat pras for hot drinks. And that's what he ends off. He says the Mishneh LaMelech was the first one to discuss tea and coffee, and he wasn't sure Mishneh LaMelech in Perek Gimel V'chol Brachot. And the Minchat Chinuch says that if that's the derech, that's what you should do. And he says the Ginat Vradim agrees with that. And all the more so, the other Acharonim that we mentioned, that there's no Shiur Zman, they would also agree that you'd make a bracha Acharon on tea and coffee. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you're going to tell me that who says that we talk about Kedei Achilat Pras when it comes to drinks? When it comes to drinks, it's a machloket in Hilchot Yom Kippur if you do Kedei Achilat Pras or Revi'it. So there's a sefer called She'erit Yehuda, written by the brother of the Balatanya. He writes, in the end of the sefer Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he writes that by bracha acharona of food, everybody agrees we go Kedei Achilat Pras. Because when do we say the Shiur Kedei Shtiyat Revi'it? That's when something is chatzi shiur asra Torah. That means even half a shiur is forbidden according to the Torah. So we say that to be chayav, you have to drink a full revi'it. But when it's not chatzi shiur asra Torah, when there's totally no prohibition or there's no significance to having half a kizai, half a revi'it, so we're not going to say that the amount of time that it takes to drink is kedei a revi'it, is kedei shiur shtiyat revi'it. Because that means, if you don't have it in one gulp, you're never going to be liable to anything. Mm-hmm. He says that doesn't make sense. Therefore, anything that doesn't, is not subject to chatzi shiur, like bracha charuna. If you have a little bit, you're not chayav at all, you would not have to recite the bracha charuna at all. And therefore, he writes, if it's you would not have to, anything that's chatzi shiur, you would not have to recite bracha charuna. The shiur is not kedei shiur revi'it, because then you have no choice. It's an all or nothing gain. It's nothing or drinking it in one gulp. He says that can't be. You'd have to have a longer amount of time to do it, which is kedei achilat pras. So by bracha acharona, he says we always go according to kedei achilat pras. Now, I don't know if we follow that lehalacha. Lehalacha, we are choshesh that mashkin are kedei shiur shtiyat revi'it. But the big question is what to do by bracha acharona and tea and coffee. The Mishnah Bura brings in Siman Reshud that a Baal Nefesh, somebody who wants to be Machmir, should leave when the tea gets cold. He should drink a Kedesh, he could drink it if he eats, and that way he can make Bracha Acharona and fulfill all opinions. Seems to be a very good Etzah. But the Birkei Yosef, the Chida in Siman Resh Dalit, I believe, brings this Etzah that, well, maybe one should drink in one shot. This is earlier than Mishnah Bura was brought down. And he says, no, even in that case where you would drink tea or coffee in one shot at the end when it becomes cold, you still would not make a bracha charuna. Why? Because it's not the derech shtia. It's not the normal way of drinking tea and coffee all to be drunk in one shot. And the Chida says, therefore, you'll never make a bracha charuna on tea and coffee. So we're stuck over here. On one hand, you have many acharonim that say that, number one, you have some acharonim say even on a kezait you would have to make a bracha acharona. We don't follow that. Fine. But some are the opinion that it takes kedei achilat pras. Sometimes you drink your tea and coffee within 9 minutes. Some say that by tea and coffee, the kedei achilat pras is longer. And some say, lekule alma by mashkin, we go according to kedei achilat pras. So you have all these svekot, all of these doubts, to make a bracha acharona on tea and coffee. And not only that, so you're going to say, okay, b'safek brachot le'akel, I'm never going to make a bracha acharona on coffee. But even when you're left a little bit, you can't drink it in one shot? Because it's also safek brachot le'akel? Indeed, Rav Ben Sina B'Shaul is posek, you never say bracha acharona on tea, even if you would drink it in one shot. Nevertheless, Rav Avadia Yosef has a teshuva, and he says that one who wants to drink the coffee in one shot and do this, it's like the mishtabura, drink the tea and coffee when it becomes colder, of course, now you may get hurt, in one shot, arivi'it, and make a bracha charona, tavu alav bracha. So too, you should also, if you want to drink something else and be yotze all opinions, why not? That's obviously, that'd also be a very good idea. Mm-hmm. What's interesting to note is that it's not, even though the chida says that suffik, that if one drinks it in one shot, it's not derech, we have proved that there are many, many, many different sources to say that one would make a bracha charuna on tea and coffee. And therefore, a different opinion, different from different angles. Mm-hmm. And therefore, at least if you drink it in one shot, you should be able to make a bracha charuna. Indeed, that's how Rav Ovadia Yosef brings down as well. And I think that there's ample room to be lenient. It's written in the Sefer, in the Yabia Omer, Chelek He, Siman Yudchet Od He, is where he writes that interesting to note that in the Sefer Otzara Poskim from Rabbi Yosef Misas in Chelek Aleph, he has a teshuvah about this. He writes that the minhag was not to do any tikkun for tea. They would drink tea normally, but he doesn't talk about drinking it in one shot. Also, the Sefer Nagua Am from Rabbi David Ovadia also writes the minag was just to drink tea and coffee and never to make a bracha charona, but he doesn't talk about drinking in one shot. What would be the halacha? And it would also seem from the Bet Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Ayash, who's an old Algerian minhag, as we mentioned in Chelek Alef, not Siman Tet, I said before, but rather Siman Zayin, and he writes explicitly. That even though that the minhag was not to make a bracha on tea and coffee, but he himself understood that the main halacha would be one to make a bracha on tea and coffee. He understood that that's the main halacha. Just he said the minhag is not to make a bracha, but I don't think there was a minhag if one would drink it in one shot. So therefore, le maskana, I would like to suggest that even though one does not make a bracha achrona on tea and coffee, but he shouldn't think that it's not possible. If one wants to drink it in one shot, although the chida says safik brachot la'akel, there are many poskim that seem to disagree and say not that way, and one would want to make a bracha achrona in such a way, as the psak of Rav Ovadia Yosef stands, ha-mivarech yesh lo al ma lismoch. All the more so, any other mashke, if you don't want to get into a safek, or you drink less than the revi'it, or you drink the revi'it in kadesh yor shtiyat revi'it. Otherwise, you're going to get yourself into problems. Chazaku baruch.
Chazaku baruch.
This audio shiur has been brought to you by the Sephardic Halakha Center. The center is committed to advancing research and application of halakha in the Sephardic community nationwide. For a halakhic consultation, monetary Bet Din services, to order this series or to sign up to receive the Sephardic Halakha Journal, or for all other information, please call 1-844-200-TSHC or email info@theshc.org to subscribe.